is getting better. It's definitely been getting better day by day since the game.
Does it feel good enough to be able to play Monday?
You know, it felt better when I went out there and ran on it today for the first time since then. And we have a few more days into the game, and I can continue to rehab, and you know, hopefully I'll be able to get out there and play.
So what do you think? You think you'll be able to play Monday?
It's definitely a day-by-day thing. We're not ruling anything out. And, you know, if I wake up tomorrow and, you know, I don't feel like I went backwards, then, you know, rehab is definitely going to make it feel better for game time.
You got through something similar at least a couple of years ago. How were you able to do that? And did you learn anything from that going into this?
I mean, it was my ankle my rookie year, but I don't know, it was just different. Like, I was still able to, you know, tape it and spat it and, you know, go out there and keep playing. But, you know, with this one, I couldn't really put pressure on it, so I had to shut it down. But it's all mindset, and if I'm able to go out there and, you know, play, then I'll do it.
Eddie, Mike was saying yesterday, you don't have, you know, to play, you don't have to practice a lot, or if at all. And yet you're out there today. What's your philosophy on practice? Is it important to you to be out there?
It's definitely important to be out there because, I mean, you know, it's always continuing to stay on the same page with other guys that are out there. But, you know, when you have certain types of injuries, at some point it becomes more mental than actually being out there. So that's when you spend a little more time in a film room and, you know, in your playbook. So, because you're not getting those reps at practice, but you have to still be on the same page for the game.
How much were you able to do out there on the field today?
You know, I went in today and shut me down, but, you know, I definitely made it through majority of the practice. You know, like I said earlier, you know, I felt good enough to be able to keep going longer than, you know, what was expected, so it's cool.
Does the majority of practice mean team reps, or was it just individual work?
I got a few team reps in there.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, you weren't able to put any weight on the ankle when you did it Sunday night. Did you fear that it was something pretty serious at that point when you're going back to the locker room?
I mean, honestly, I had no idea. I just knew that it was a lot of pain when I tried to plan and cut off of it, and I wouldn't be able to go out and play.
Eddie, what'd you think of the job that James did stepping in for you on Sunday night?
I think he did a great job, and you know, Starks is a very great, you know, he's a good athlete, and you know, he got in there, and you know, he started off a little shaky, but you know, he didn't let it bother him. You know, he just continued to play, and he ended up with a great game.
How hard is it to do? The one thing we talk about with running backs is touches, carries, how consistently they come. When for James, he doesn't know if he's getting 2 touches, he doesn't know if he's getting 20 in a game. For him to be able to step up in those big moments without knowing that, how hard is that to do?
You know, he's always ready. You know, no matter, we never know how many reps we're going to get, but we always have a next man up mentality. And, you know, that night, you know, he showed it. I'm pretty sure nobody thought that, you know, he would end up playing the whole game, but he stepped up to the plate and did a great job.
Is there a relief that we're even talking about the fact that you may be able to play Monday, given that how it felt Sunday night?
It is, and I mean, I feel good about it because, you know, at first I didn't know what to think or, like, how long it would take, but it definitely is, and, you know, I get to go out and, you know, play again.